He's a social being. There's need for him to mix. But there are certain areas and certain times when he'll mix with his friends, he'll mix with people, and at certain times he'll excuse himself in a nice way, in a polite way, but he won't get himself involved in any sin. So here he's explaining in which situations he will mix with people. So he says the virtues of mixing with people, وَحُضُورِ جُمَعِهِمْ, is when a person presents himself for Jumu'ah Salah. When he presents himself for Jumu'ah Salah, then now he's mixing with people, he's in the gathering of people, he's not secluding himself or isolating himself from people. وَجَمَاعَاتِهِمْ, when he comes for his salat in the masjid, his jama'ah salah, he comes and now he has to mix with people. So this is a very good reason to mix. وَمَشَاهِدِ الْخَيْرِ, and when a person is present in those gatherings where good is taking place, maybe it is a talk, there's a bayan, there's some family ta'aleem taking place, or there's some gathering where some good is taking place, there a person is present, now it is good, there is virtue for that. وَمَجَالِسِ الذِّكْرِ مَعْهُمْ, or there is some gathering where some zikr is taking place, some talk, some bayan, ta'lim, etc. وَعِيَادَةِ مَرِيضِهِمْ, or where a person goes and he visits the sick. So now he's not isolating himself, he's going and he's mixing with people, but the cause is good. He's not just wasting time, he's going to visit the sick. وَحُضُورِ جَنَائِزِهِمْ, a person is present for somebody's janazah. Whether the janazah is 12 o'clock at night, 10 o'clock, he makes it a point, he tries his best to see how he can be present for a person's janazah. They also in a janazah you'll find a lot of people, so a person will end up mixing with people, but it is for a good cause. وَمُوَاسَاتِ مُحْتَاجِهِمْ, where a person now, he goes and he consoles the bereaved. This also is a very, very great ibadat. Many times people are depressed, people are sad, people have lost family members. They just need a little bit of support, that shoulder of support, that visiting, or that phone call or that message, it just makes them feel very nice that now in this situation we are, somebody has thought of us. And it doesn't require a person to be a great alim or somebody to give a speech, but just to go and be present there by that person and show that support, that also is a great thing. So yeah, he mentioned this is one of the reasons why a person can go and mix and is virtuous. وَإِرْشَادِ جَاهِلِهِمْ, where a person goes and he guides those people that don't have knowledge. Don't have knowledge in anything that can benefit them in this dunya as well as the akhirah. A person may be building his house. Now he doesn't have too much knowledge about building. You got a little bit of knowledge about building. So you go and you just give him a little bit of advice. That also is guiding a person. Person, many times people don't know simple things like how to read Surah Fatiha, how to read Salah, how to make wuzu. You guide the person and you show him for the rest of the life he'll make that wuzu, he'll read that Salah. You'll get the full reward because you just guided the person a little bit. So that type of mixing is something that is encouraged. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنْ مَصَالِحِمْ لِمَنْ قَدْرَ عَلَى الْأَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and other type of good deeds where there's some type of benefit for that person that has got that ability for أَمْرِ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, in joining good and forbidding evil. وَقَمْعِ نَفْسِهِ عَنِ الْإِذَاءِ, and together with mixing, this person has got this quality that he holds himself back, he restrains himself back from causing any type of harm. Sometimes we think we are causing good, but when we're going into gatherings and we're speaking to people, our style and our ways are such that we are causing more harm than good. And this person now should hold back. He knows his weaknesses, his weak points. He maybe got a very loose tongue, he got a short temper. A person gets very irritated very quickly and he wants to shout at people. So now when he mixes with people, he must remember that I must control myself. So when he controls himself, now his mixing becomes good. And the last part of this, he says, was sabri alal adha, where a person, he makes sabr upon the difficulties that people will give him. Now when you mix with people, you'll get two sides. One is you hold back and you don't harm anybody. And somebody might tell you something, somebody may say something that you don't like, is offensive. The person may innocently have said it, or even deliberately he said it. But now you're going there and mixing with that type of people, and somebody says something to you. If you can't make sabr, then it's more dangerous for you to be there, because you might just say something and spoil the relationship, spoil it for yourself, and spoil it for the people. So in that situation, the advice is make sabr upon the difficulties that you receive. Now for that type of person, mixing with people is virtuous. There's a lot of virtue in it, and there's a lot of benefit in it. So see how beautiful it is. Islam doesn't tell us to isolate ourselves totally. It says look to see where there's a problem. If there's a problem, don't go. And when it is virtuous to visit, and when you're visiting and mixing, how you should go about mixing and meeting with people, and all these different qualities. And the last two are very important, where a person doesn't harm anybody, and he makes sabr upon any harm that reaches him. Yeah, Imam Nawawi, as I mentioned, he didn't bring any hadith, but he just brought one ayat of the Quran. sometimes they bring it, they call it tajhiz and lil azhan, that expecting that the person is intelligent enough to appreciate that one ayat of the Quran is enough for us to tell us that's how important this is. Allah mentions wa ta'awanu alal birri wa taqwa. Ta'awun means assisting, cooperating from both sides, from both parties, that a person should cooperate in piety and in taqwa. So when a person does that, obviously to cooperate you need two parties, you need two sides, they need some types of mixing. So this is enough to tell us that when we are mixing for a good cause and not for an evil cause. Today is the new chapter we saw, Babu Tawadi'i wa Khafdi al-Janahi al-Mu'mineen, the chapter on tawazu, on humility and being lenient to the believers. Allah Pak mentions in the Quran, وَخْفِدْ جَنَاحَكَ لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Pak tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that be lenient, adopt humility and humbleness, adopt humility and be very lenient to those people that follow you from the believers. لِمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ is told that be humble and be lenient with those that follow. Can you imagine how much more lenient we have to be? That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, being the highest of the high, is told, commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be very lenient to them. So the hadith we'll do today, عن عياض بن حمار رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله أوحى إلي أن تواضعوا حتى لا يفخر أحد على أحد. حضرت عياض بن حمار رضي الله عنه, he mentions that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to me that be humble, that you all be humble. Why? To such an extent, or to what extent should you be humble? حَتَّى لَا يَفْخَرُ أَحَدٌ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. To such an extent that no person brags about himself. There isn't anybody bragging against the others. One person is boasting, I am better than the other. Person is so humble, you'll never find a person in the community, one saying, I am better than the other, one is regarding himself better than the other. Such a level of humility. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَلَا يَبْغِي أَحَدٌ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ. And then nobody will commit any type of injustice to another person. So nobody will boast about himself over another, and nobody will commit any type of injustice over another. This comes when there's humility. When there's humility in a person, then you'll find that when there's humility in people, you can get 100 people staying under one roof, and everyone will be happy. Why? There's humility. And when there's no humility and there's pride, then even a big mansion or a big building, you get 2 people staying in that one building, but they got pride in them, they'll find it very, very, very difficult. They won't see eye to eye, they'll find it very difficult. So this recipe of humility is such a great recipe. It will help a person in every course of action. When he's now mixing with people for the right reason, he's got this humility in him, now he'll become a means of pleasure. People will love him, people will like him, people will look up to him. Why? Because he's got this quality and ingredient of humility. This is something that all of our Kabir had. And a person brings it, then he'll be loved by his staff, he'll be loved by his friends, he'll be loved by his seniors, he'll be loved by the musallis, whoever is around him. Everyone will love that person. Why? He's got this quality of humility. Take away the quality of humility, put the quality of pride, then a person is such that everyone will start detesting him. Although he'll feel as though he is a great person and he's a high person, but people automatically would detest him and they start staying away from him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that quality of tawazu and humility and bring it such in our lives so that we can mix and be happy and we don't transgress anybody's rights, because this is a very dangerous quality. That quality that took shaitan away from the highest form of worship that he was on and brought him right down for that disgrace was this quality of pride. Because the opposite of humility is pride. And pride came in and dropped him right down. So if it could drop a person who was the greatest alim and the greatest abid, it could drop him right down. What can it do to us? Allah Pak save us all. Subhanallah, bihamdika, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.